it's not surprising me these to be actually, you know, allegated or, you know, just stated by the Sudan Foreign Ministry, because the head of that ministry is the, you know, militia leader, you know, what do you call it, Popular Defense Front or something like that. GEM has no, absolutely has no, any kind of involvement whatsoever in Libya. We don't have any single military element action in Libya. That's something very internal thing. GEM has nothing to do with it. All our forces, all our comrades actually are inside the country, inside Sudan. And this is actually baseless. And this is the government of Sudan, the regime in Khartoum, because it is irresponsible regime, because it is a racist regime that are actually jeopardizing the lives of more than 2 million Sudanese. Mainly of them, the majority of them are Darfurian. They're jeopardizing their lives. They're jeopardizing actually their safety. This is unacceptable. That's why we call upon the international community to put pressure on Sudan to stop this kind of baseless allegation actually against our people in Libya.
Adam, there are suggestions that Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has always supported GEM's fight against Sudanese President al-Bashir's government. So it's not far-fetched to suggest or make such an allegation that you are doing his dirty work in Libya for him. What do you say to that?
People of Darfur, GEM has a noble cause, actually. It's not for dirty work or dirty kind of thing. Actually, this is absolutely not true at all. And actually, I'm telling them to provide one single evidence. Even the Libyan people, they don't talk about that. Even the Libyan opposition, they didn't claim that. But because this master regime, actually, in Khartoum, this genocide Khartoum, actually, that's why, you know, they are repeating this kind of allegation. Today, all the Sudanese actual activists, the Sudanese, you know, discussion board, you know, in the internet, actually, they are condemning this kind of allegation by the regime in Khartoum. And actually, they are holding the regime responsible for this. Now, actually, through the voice of America, I will say, whatever happened to anyone in Darfur or Sudanese, actually, in Libya, whatever, if something, you know, bad happened to any one of them, the government of Sudan, the regime in Khartoum is going to be responsible for that. And the regime in Khartoum, they know that GEM has no any kind of presence there. And if Dr. Khalil, the chairman of the movement, is there, I think he is there, not actually under his own consent or in his own, actually, willingness, because he's supposed to be in Darfur, but they stop him in Chad. That's why he is in Tripoli. And he is there, actually, with the knowledge of all the international community. He was visited there, actually, by Mr. Scott Gresham, the former special envoy for President Obama, and visited, actually, this week by the chief mediator, Mr. Jibril Basura, and the others. And they know this very well. And actually, the government of Sudan is propagating some sort of racial hatred against our people. Those who are right now in Libya from Darfur and from different places, they are there because they are fleeing from persecution, and because actually they don't have any place to go, and they don't have even, you know, any kind of means of life. They are there. So they are, you know, they are committing genocide against our people in Darfur, and they want actually to kill them and to chase them in Libya also to commit genocide against them by actually inciting racial hatred against them so that Libyans to kill them or something like that. Actually, this regime is responsible, and this regime actually has to be held responsible for this kind of allegation and for this kind of baseless, you know, allegation that are inciting against our people there.
So are you saying that because of this allegation, Darfuris or Sudanese living in Sudan might be targeted by the anti-government protesters because they will think that they are supporting President Gaddafi's effort to clamp down on the people?
That's actually their intention. But actually, and you know, most of the people of the south of Libya, they are also black. And now, because they know that, you know, these guys, you know, the regime in Khartoum is so racist, because they know that, you know, the majority of the Sudanese there in Libya are from Darfur and Kordofan. That's why, actually, they want, you know, to turn Libyan against them. But this is not going to happen, because Libyan, they will know. And right now, they know very well that nobody actually from Darfur is involved. Nobody from the movement is involved, because they know that there is no forces right now in Libya at all.